Hi there. It is week two. We're here. This is a big year. This is the year of the horse, and the year of the horse is about dreaming bigger, moving bravely, and beginning now. So, first of all, welcome to 2026. That feels really super exciting. I'm excited about this year, and I have to tell you, this is the first time I've been super excited going into a year in a long time. Now, listen, I did my insight and predictions calendar, so I know some of the shitty things that are coming, but I also know the year's energy, movement, freedom, courage, and momentum. The year of the horse is going to ask us to stop walking around our dreams and finally start moving towards them. And it might not be perfect, and you might still be afraid, and that's okay. You don't maybe have the full blueprint right now in week two, but the year of the horse is powerful because it will not wait. Horses don't wait. They don't overthink. They don't stall or delay. They go. It's the freedom. It's the energy and the intuition beneath the horse's feet. It's the frequency that I'm stepping into this year, and I would love for you to join me. This year, I am dreaming bigger. I am taking bolder action. I am trusting spirit more fully, and I am allowing movement to replace hesitation. This is the year I am no longer shrinking for anyone or anything. This is the year that I'm going to follow the nudges. I'm going to listen to the whispers. I'm going to jump into my life. This is what the horse teaches us. If your soul is pulling you forward, follow it. If your dream lights you up, name it. If the ideas keep returning over and over again, begin them. If something feels aligned, go for it and don't worry about what anyone else is thinking. The horse's energy doesn't ask you to just be completely fearless. You can have fear, but you have to be willing to try and willing to show up and willing to take one small step towards the life that you actually want. So, week two, what dream has been sitting quietly with you? Where have you been holding back when you should be stepping forward? What would you choose if you trusted yourself completely to fulfill it? And what would you begin if you believed that spirit was guiding you every single step of the way? Because in the year of the horse, hesitation is going to cost you more than failure ever will. This is your year, your moment, your movement. I'm ready. I'm on it. I'm going into this year with so freaking much joy and excitement. The year of the horse, that's my year. I bet it's your year too.